Proclamation number 5790 of 15th of October, 1953. Declaration necessary of the mission of Jesus. For you I died on the cross. For you I walked a path which was exceedingly difficult to travel because I was not allowed to walk freely but had to carry a great burden. Your guilt of sin, which I took from you so that this burden should no longer press you. I walked a path of atonement for you who would have had to bear it all yourselves and would have taken eternities to do so until every sin debt was paid off. I took this burden from you and made atonement for you because your faith took pity on me, because I was filled with overwhelming love for you and because I wanted to help you in your adversity. I had to endure immense suffering and immeasurable physical and mental torment for the sake of your sin, which kept you separated from your Father for eternity. Yet I wanted to make it possible for you to return to Him again. I wanted you to find your way to the Father, but I also wanted the Father to have His children again, whose love He desires because you are children of His love. I knew about the immense gulf between God and you. I knew about the great guilt of sin of the former rebellion of the created beings against God. I knew what your sin consisted of and that the redemption of this guilt, which would have required eternities, could not be atoned for in eternity. Therefore I wanted to sacrifice myself, I wanted to offer a sacrifice of atonement in your stead to God, which He should accept graciously, because only love for God and for you, my fallen brothers, let me make this sacrifice. I wanted to pay your guilt through my death on the cross. Due to your past apostasy from God, you were separated from Him by an infinitely long distance, and you would have had to remain at this distance for eternities, because no path led upwards to Him, who is the Father of all of you. For something freely and powerfully created, however, the distance from God is an unspeakable state of torment. To be bound and without light and power. Bound by a God-opposing power. I knew about this state, and it had mercy on me. I wanted to initiate a path upwards. I wanted to wage a battle against the one who kept you bound. I wanted to redeem you from His power. But the ransom was high. My adversary demanded a price for the souls that was almost unaffordable. And so I offered the highest I possessed. I gave my life on the cross. However, I first had to divest myself of my light and my strength, which was my own in all fullness as a sign of my belonging to God. I had to descend to humanity from the height of light, I had to make the sacrifice as a human being myself and thus walk a path of suffering which had your redemption as its aim. And through my path of the cross I opened the way for you humans to ascend to God. You can now take this path yourselves and reach God if you follow me, if you accept my sacrifice, if you place yourselves under Christ's cross, if you want me to have died for you too. Then you too will be redeemed through Jesus Christ's blood. Then your great guilt of sin will have been redeemed. Then the sacrifice for you was not made in vain. I have wrested you from the adversary of God, and you return as true children to your Father from eternity. Amen.